What would it take for you to delete your Steam account? Hey everyone, welcome back to Linux Gamecast Weekly, the show that covers the latest Linux gaming news, reviews, how-tos, and most importantly, whatever the hell else we come up with. I'm Vin, that's Domo Sfangato.
Vogue.
Voguing, okay, all right. And of course, Pedro
come
Mateus.
On. Vogue.
Together with you, Shat Realm Dynamic, helping us form Cocaine, Voltron, so Vogue, much Vogue.
Vogue harder.
Vogue too, Vogue harder.
What were the Vogons?
Now they're Vogons.
They blew up the Earth to make way for an interstellar hyperspace bypass in Hitchhiker's Guide. Mm-hmm. They were the Vogons.
Right, yeah.
They also had the really bad poetry.
Dude, they had bitching poetry. How dare you?
I mean, it's better than slam poetry. I'll give them that.
That's not saying much, man. You're back from Florida, man.
I am. Florida man tried to take me out. I talked a bit about that in the pre-super shows. And
you get to watch the boat parade.
The boat parade, and I did not, unfortunately, get involved in a police chase. But, you know, I made it out alive. Only minor gator wounds, but I'll live.
All right. Pedro Mateus, you've been walking around the house smelling stuff.
Attempting to smell stuff and failing miserably. Yes, ever since Tuesday, I haven't been able to smell or taste anything.
I've been playing around with a bunch of stuff. I finally pushed out the video for the first FireWire audio interface. A little blast from the past, a little bit of a history lesson, and did some A/B testing in there. I want you to go listen to it if you get a chance and see if you can tell the difference. That's it, man. I don't think we're ever going to be able to bring FireWire back, and we're not going to get it on the horse. That's for sure.
I mean, you can have a chain of adapters leading up to the horse. It all just ends in the steam. Yeah, it's well. There's not a sale on. Both Ben and I got the notification, and we thought there was a sale, but there is not, in fact, a sale.
Well, welcome to the world of fucking maybe.
Yeah, you get the notification on the app. It's like, or the email. You're like, such and such is on sale. It's like, is everything on sale? No,
sure.
It was just like Horizon or Marvel's Midnight Suns or whatever. But they put out some of these blog posts periodically where they tell us when the next sales are going to be, so that we can decide, we can do our budgeting and determine when we actually want to spend money on games. The next fests are the 6th of February and the 10th of June. So look out for some cool demos there. And I really hope, speaking of Midnight Suns, I really hope that drops below $15 for that Deck Builder Fest. Because I've been waiting to pick up that game, but I do not want to pay $20 for it.
Mm-mm-mm. Dude, I'm looking at my notifications, and I just realized that I was like logged into Valve. And I'm like, hey. I'm like, oh, it's that game I kind of wanted. Not for $23, but yeah, same thing Jordan ran into. I didn't get one, but I got two email notifications, and I don't have a bunch of games on my wish list. That's just like, you know, I'm just waiting. Now that's why I do have it set up. Mm-hmm. You know, I never understood the point of having a wish list. But Pedro, years and years ago, was like, you get notifications about sales. And I'm like, there's a reason to have a wish list.
And when the game comes out of early access into proper release, they also send you a notification then.
And I did the same thing Jordan did. I'm like, wait, is there a sale going on? And I go to store.steampower.com and I look for like the big banner. I'm like, oh, what sale is this? The Tuesday because reason sale? I'm like, no, there's no sale. I'm like, why is this on sale now? Why wasn't this on sale?
It down, I guess. Yeah.
But, you know, hey, there's your dates. We're reporting them to report them. It's just hard, as we say every time, to get excited about Steam sales these days because they're not exciting. They're just omnipresent. They're just always around.
These are the days that you buy the games, and only on these days.
If you want the trinket award things, because if you buy something during the Steam sale, you get like a badge.
Right. Yeah, you get like Steam points or whatever. Steam bucks.
There's always some metagame that...
Just buy a Steam Deck. You get like 60,000 Steam
cheating.
Points. It's fine.
That's cheating.
that's paying a win. But yeah, like, it is very much that diminishing return of like, when you have no games in your library, Steam sales are great. And after about, 10 years of them now, we've had Steam on Linux for about 10 years now, almost. 8, 9, 10 years-ish.
But Okay, there's something to the fact of sales genuinely used to be better, though, because I think last time, use SteamDB's sales calculator, because that's just the way to shop sales. Put it on 90%. There were like two games during the sale that were 90% off. And used to be, you know, I'm not saying we had pages of pages, but, you know, they would always be like, you know, 10, 15 games that were just on like Instabuy. You know, but the sales were special. You might get one in the winter, one in the summer, if you were lucky.
Well, that's kind of what happened was there was the summer sale and then there was the winter sale and then like, Lunar New Year sale. And they slowly, but
all the seasonal sales plus the specific sales like Next Fest and Dinos versus Robots, which is apparently happening on February 26th to March 4th.
There was that one like Left 4 Dead game that had like the robot dinosaurs. I wanted to try that one. Exoprimal?
Sure. I'm not going to fight you on that.
That one looked cool. Steph Sterling was talking about it at one point. All right. It was like squad-based like killed dinosaurs. Sound robot dinosaurs.
I mean, when I think robot dinosaurs, man, I think Shooty Pew Pew. What do we have in the category of robot dinosaur? Like Ark, Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
When was the last time a Dino Crisis game came out?
I don't know. I don't think.
As an aside, the Sega announcement. We're getting like new Crazy Taxis. We're getting new like all that shit.
Okay, that I was kind of excited about, and I posted
new Golden Axe. Yeah,
dude, the Golden Axe looked like it was going to be online multiplayer. We're going to be playing the snot out of that, and like what? That. There we go. There's the game we've been waiting on. The one that I was like, really? I was just curious about. I'm like, how are you going to do this one, Sega? Alex Kidd.
Maybe like a Mario style 3D platformer. Maybe. Take it in that direction.
They could just
follow the platformer chain down through the years since Alex Kidd first came out, and make it a roguelike.
Never Winter Kids.
Turn Alex Kidd into Dark Souls. There you go. That's how you do the reboot, right?
We gotta worry about
to play a lot more Alex Kidd.
Like, are we gonna just get remasters or like complete reimaginings? Like the when I saw the Golden Axe for the second, I'm like, 3D co-op.
Yeah,
3D
Golden Axe. Yeah,
and you know, Jet Set and stuff like that. I'm like, I was never huge into those games, but very interesting.
I really hope something comes out of that. For sure.
They re-up Streets of Rage too.
Yeah,
so we're gonna get like a legit. Not that there was anything wrong with the Streets of Rage made by whoever made. I mean, it was
serviceable. Dotemu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
They did okay with the property. It'll be interesting to see, like, if they decide. Oh God. Yeah. Don't make that three. Well, no. Don't make that 3D.
If they do like a platinum like Spectacle Fighter though, like again, oh, you
3D the hell out of it. Yeah, bring platinum. You can
do like there's a lot of cool shit with the Sega property.
That's fucking like, cheating. You can't just throw platinum on something because then it's like, all right, fine, go for it.
I'm just putting these ideas out in the world because I want someone to make them, right? Like,
yeah, we turn Alex Kidd into a spectacle brawler with a platinum. Then he's got to fight God at the end. Yes.
Right.
And he gets like the DLC suit to dress up like 9S. And
Alex Kidd gets the 2B. He gets the 2B outfit.
Like the full-on main outfit, yes.
Yeah.
All right. Dude, where's my deck?
Yeah, so we very rarely cover editorials, especially from metro.co.uk. Links to all this in the show notes, but this one popped up. This is a bit funny. So homeboy, he orders himself one of those new OLED Steam Decks off of the Steams, and the delivery guy shows up, and they stick the box for the Steam Deck in the recycling bin, which is apparently a thing that they do in the UK because they're crazy. So apparently this guy came home, his recycling bin got cleared, and therefore his Steam Deck got recycled, and this is Val's fault. He tried to contact the shipping company. They said that they're investigating. He tried to get a refund from Valve. And then, having not been immediately gratified by his efforts, goes and writes this lovely little article on Metro, I guess. Granted, it would have been a sweet thing if Valve just immediately was like, hey, man, sorry about that. Here's your new Steam Deck. But they didn't have to do that, right? Like, This is why you get shipping insurance, and this is why you buy shit on your credit card. So when it doesn't show up, you can be like, hey, that didn't arrive, Visa. And Visa will claw back the money. Visa gets theirs, man.
Yeah, look, I understand the whole wanting to go all scorched earth on something. I can respect that. But you do that only after you've heard the no from the people that you paid money to. From the description that the dude posted there, it looks like he lost his shit while Valve was still investigating, because the last thing he mentions is like, oh yeah, I talked to Valve and they said that they were still investigating, so I just nuked my account. No! You don't do that! That, look, it's Valve, you know, the joke, haha, Valve time. They're these things, they take time, and other such memes. They probably get a lot of claims of lost decks on a daily basis from people trying to, you know, get the money back and still have the deck. So, you know, as someone who myself has had something left in a wheelie bin outside that I only realized that there was something there because, yes, I was expecting a parcel and it wasn't on the doorstep and it wasn't inside. And when I looked at the wheelie bin, I saw that the lid wasn't fully closed because it was already almost full. And the mail person just put the package in there, and so the lid was slightly open. If I hadn't noticed that, that was about 200 and something pounds down the drain. So don't.
Reading through this, like the turn of events, the dude ordered a OLED Steam Deck, and you know he's like, "Man, I'm working nights and all this," and I get a notification. He's like, "Oh, your deck's been delivered." And like, nah, and he went to go check it, and the parcel service, like, in bin. I'm like, what, in bin? The bin's already been taken out. Contacts parcel service, and he was like, yo, you shouldn't have put this in the bin. Parcel service, like, it's our bad, guys. Our bad. We will, they did an investigation. They're like, the delivery person will have to reimburse you. You know, we're going to take that out of his check. And then the delivery guy shows up to the dude's house, and he's like, please don't make me pay for the Steam Deck that I threw in your bin. Guy's like, bye.
Okay, bye. Slams door.
Then he goes unhinged and in the scorched earth policy. At the end of the day, though, like, Valve's like, we didn't have any, you know, I'm pretty sure, like, to what you were saying, Valve's like, yeah, we got to deal with this shit all the time, you know, fraud and all that. And this guy's pretty much got a nice chain of custody here, a lock, and he's got the parcel delivery people saying, yo, it's our bad. We'll take care of it. And the dude blows Valve back up. He's like, I don't want my refund. I'm like, homie, you probably shouldn't, like, do this. Write an article, get it published, and say that you're going to get a refund. You're going to get reimbursed from the parcel company, and you've already told Valve that you want a refund on top of that.
Yeah.
It's okay. Even if he does get a deck now, he can't play it because he nuked his Steam account.
Oh, he's probably already opened up a new account. Like,
even do it in the first place, yes.
Yeah, because, like, people don't boycott shit, right? Like, they don't realistically.
What would it take for you to delete your Steam account, Pedro? Because you'd be the only one I've listed to.
I have gone out of my way to just nuke multiple of my gaming service accounts. Blizzard, Epic, EA.
We know.
I think I still have my Ubisoft account.
Why?
But yeah.
They're the worst.
They're very much not. When you look at what Activision Blizzard did, Activision Blizzard's by far the worst.
They're the worst that you still have an active subscription to. Let's put it that way.
Yes. that's not a very high bar, to be fair. But yeah, it is.
So what would it take?
I don't know. I guess they'd have to physically assault me.
What if Gabe, like, stole your girl?
Oh, I got one. What if you wake up tomorrow and they've dropped all support for Linux in the Steam Deck? And they push out an update for the Steam Deck that's Windows 11.
Well, I was going to say, like, what I if would you woke up?
Install Nobara on the Steam Deck. That wouldn't get me to stop.
I was going to take that in a completely different direction.
I got to go where I'm going with this. And I mean, like, they're done with Proton. Like, it's pulled out. It's gone.
Windows 11 only?
I wouldn't be disappointed, but I still, it's still.
All right. Use yeah, you got him. Well, fuck him.
Like, what? But like, what if you woke up one morning and you were a cockroach and it was Gabe's fault?
Bad mojo. Metamorphosis. Right. Okay.
Yeah. This just turns into a Kafka novel. But like, you have a note like, I did this to you. Signed, Gabe.
Yeah, no, if they're doing bad juju magics and turning me into Kafka's, the protagonist of Kafka's Metamorphosis, then yeah, absolutely.
Pedro Samsa.
That would probably, as soon as I could muster a way to remove my Steam account with my teeny tiny little...
All right, I got one for you, Jordan. What if Valve gave us, like, all right, we're going to give you a deal right now. You got to answer yes, no in the next minute. We'll give you cash value, original release price for every game in your library. Refund.
Ooh, how much money is that? Oh, I need to do some math on that.
Oh, you got 1 minute, dude. Tick, 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 tick.
Actual money paid?
No, this is the original release retail price for everything in your library.
Oh, that'd be over $10,000 for me.
There we go. Now we got one canceled to go. Done. Money. Done. Cockroach, he'll think about it.
Yeah. Maybe sniffing your Steam Desk exhaust is the thing that ultimately turns you into a cockroach.
No, it's not. And kids, Steam Decks smell awesome. And
they do.
It's really something our Steam Deck's trying to drive home. This user, which this is new Reddit. How do people use new Reddit? It should just say, this is a PSA advice. I asked Valve about sniffing the vent because, you know, that's a thing. It's the internet. Your help request. I need help with Steam Deck. Message from you on December 8th, 5:43 p.m. 3 days. Is it safe to inhale the exhaust fumes from the top vent of the Steam Deck? It's somewhat of a meme to enjoy the fumes, but I think I kind of .. like it? Poor Valve employee. Hello. Thank you for contacting support. Rip that shit, son. It's awesome. No, I might have made that up.
420 blazing.
Right?
That is the proper response to this fucking letter, but like...
As with all electronics, it's generally not recommended that you inhale. Generally, I'm not seeing a decisive no here, Valve. Exhaust fumes on your device. While there are no safety concerns with a general usage, directly inhaling a device vent fumes should be avoided. We understand that it may be a meme, but please refrain from this behavior for the safety of your health.
Adam Sandler. Yes. Signed Adam Sandler.
The Sandler himself.
It smells good. I will freely admit to huffing my Steam Deck fumes because I'm a degenerate. And
where are the Mythbusters when you need these guys? Are like
they're too high. They're too high on Steam Deck fumes. They can't get up.
No, both of you have Steam Decks.
I too have smelled the vent.
Both of you have. I know this. I know this for a fact. Now, is it the same smell you get when you first like hit a new GPU with a game for the first time, or is it like a whole different new percentages coming out of it?
It's new laptop smell. That's what
You turn on a brand new laptop for the first time, and those first puffs of really warm air is the exact same smell.
You make the comparison in the show notes, and yeah, it's that same plasticky smell from like Magikarts, the plasticizer they use. Oh man, that
warmer.
Like,
it's like warm electronics, but the smell of like a fresh MTG booster pack.
That has like a beeline right into my brain. Where I'm just I gotta go spend $1,500 on like booster packs. Excuse me. I used to have dreams where I would like buy cartons of cigarettes when I was quitting smoking. And then eventually that turned into me having dreams where I would just buy obscene amounts of magic cards. And I don't know what that means.
It means it was tickling the same side of the addiction brain. Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, up next is everyone's favorite person, Pedro. Yeah, favorite, loveling.
Is Tim Sweeney a person? Can we call him that? Does he qualify?
Listen, he does not have a monocle, top hat, or
so he's not Mr. Peanut, is what you're saying?
Possibly not. No, he did an interview with I think it was The Verge. And they talked about a bunch of stuff.
Banana.
one of the topics was Epic Games. They're like, hey, man, how come we don't get Fortnite on that Steam Deck anytime soon? So after he regained his composure and wiped his tears with Fortnite money.
wiped the cocaine out from under his nose.
He comes back, man, and he's like, you know what? You know, if we only had
a few more programmers.
If we only didn't fire a bunch of people. It's the Linux problem.
I love Steam Deck hardware. Valve has done an amazing job there. I wish they would get tens of millions of users, at which point it would actually make sense to support it.
Man's really got to update his talking points. Like, this has been the same shit from like for like at least 10 years now. This is like, oh, if I had a million programmers like in my Easy Anti-Cheat company that Epic Games owns that runs on the Steam Deck.
He had the get out of jail free card. It's like, yeah, we don't want to support the platform that we're hoping to supplant. You could have just said that and not be a smarmy little shit, implying that the Steam Deck is a lesser platform because it hasn't even sold tens of millions of units. I honestly didn't think I could dislike Timmy and Epic any more than I already do, and yet here we are.
You're part of the Linux problem.
Clearly.
Yeah, the problem is you use Linux. You gotta stop that shit.
Yeah. You gotta buy your ROG or whatever. Man, I don't know. Like Easy Anti-Cheat was held up for so long. Can you... I don't even know, man. Like, what is the... Can you play Fortnite? Or is there still...
You can play many different things in Fortnite. It's not even just the Battle Royale mode anymore. Can you
play Fortnite on a Steam Deck, though? Like, is it the Easy Anti-Cheat? Is that a problem?
No, you can't play it at all on Linux because it uses kernel level anti-cheat.
Yeah, you need to install Windows on that. And again, like the reality here is they want to protect their market vector because, you know, people spend money on Fortnite. And if there's any way that people could potentially circumvent that, then they got to nip that in the bud, right? That's the point of the cash cow.
They want to get, you know, they don't want to give Valve the 30% cut, man.
Yeah, no, the problem is the 30% cut.
It is.
Hey, and yet they're firing a bunch of people to keep the bottom line up.
Valve is super greedy. Epic has been able to demonstrate that a 12% cut is profitable.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Except
it might be if they weren't giving away free games. We will never have that data point because they're just going to be like, well, you know, we would be making money, but we keep giving stuff away, so we'll never know. It's
we're not going to know till like when or if the Fortnite dump truck train of money like quits coming in. Then there might be, you know, it's just all lip service about like.
And then Daddy Tencent might have something to say to little Timmy.
I don't know. You know what? Apple will be like, you know what? Fuck it. We'll bomb now. Couple of game updates. Never ending updates for this. When you posted this, I'm like, did the fucking walking game get another update?
Well, it's never Winter Nights. It's one of those games for me. This and Fallout 2 and Morrowind and Silent Hill 2. It's they're the games I cannot put down. And basically Beamdog is not doing official updates for Neverwinter Nights anymore, but they're saying, hey, people in the community, if you want to do updates, just get together and send us the stuff and we'll make it an actual thing. And people have been doing just that. With this one, it comes with HDR Bloom. You can see the little GIF if you're looking at the video version.
Such blink.
Yes. You can double tap tab to leave the highlights on.
That's a nice quality of life thing.
That's very nice. Yeah, right, actually having the toggle.
Or do they just not realize that you're not limited to a 256 color palette anymore with animated?
I think that's the GIF compression more than anything. Right. Neverwinter Nights, I remember it was one of the first that actually forced me to change from 16-bit to 32-bit on Windows.
So just to interrupt Pedro's nostalgia, the one really cool thing about this update is they've open sourced the script compiler for this, which is pretty cool. It's available on GitHub. If they describe this as if you don't want to deal with C, and modern C++ is terrifying, consider using Neverwinter Nights script language.
Old C++. It's like first or second edition C++.
Yeah. So some Borland Turbo Pascal shit. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Is there not an open source engine re-implementation of that?
Yeah, Zorios.
Zorios, oh, okay. Yeah. That's there were a couple of other attempts to start, but Zorios is by far the one that's the furthest along. Right. Though we haven't heard anything from the developer in a while.
I mean, it works with software too, man. If you get good Linux support, people aren't going to do open source re-implementations with the same gusto. Same way with like drivers with hardware, you know, if you got Linux drivers, people aren't going to reverse engineer your hardware with the same gusto. I mean, it can still happen, but.
So the last update for Zorios was 2020, which is 3 years ago now. Oh God. 3 years have passed.
Oh no.
and their last update was, it was booting Knights of the Old Republic. That was.
Ladies and gentlemen, Twitch had a bright idea this week. They did. There's Johnson got a promotion. He came up with a life hack, make Amazon all the money. Nothing can go wrong.
Someone gets handy. Let's have him take his shirt off.
Less than 24 hours later, they roll back this bright fucking idea they had. Twitch changes its mind about what? Nude art. After just 48 hours, we went too far, they say. They kind of walked through this. This comes from PC Gamer. All this is going to be in our show notes. Yeah, Wednesday Twitch was like, you know what? We're going to allow drawn, animated, and sculpted depictions of the human body, but you can't do any of that in poses where they be banging. I'm like, oh, classy only. Got it. And I was reading through this article, and Dextero was like, of course, this was immediately overrun by the anime and furry communities.
But here's the thing, though. They appropriately labeled that shit. People want to hate on the furries, but they're, like, one of the more responsible groups out there on the internet. They have nuclear launch codes, and they haven't killed anyone yet, which is astounding.
Oh, no. What I'm talking about, like, you can appropriately label, but if you're violating the terms of service, it can be appropriately labeled.
But they weren't violating the terms of service, son,
because I...
What was happening was they weren't fucking censoring the main screen. If you click on art, it shows you all the naked shit. That's on Twitch to properly filter that stuff out. But the real reason they really walked that back was because of AI-generated images of real people and also certain not-real thousand-year-old demons that...
We got the, like, 48 hours. I just got, like, the tail end because I went to, like, just chatting, and I'm like, do I have to do anything? Where's the art category? I want to see this. And, I think it was already being cleaned up by that point. But Twitch had a statement, and they said, upon reflection, we've decided that we went too far with this change. Which, if we take that and we feed it, it runs on punch cards because it's an old system, our deep bullshitatron 9000, and that spits out. That means that I can, just around 24 hours, not only advertisers, but our payment processors came knocking on the door and said, cut that shit out.
Yeah, I'm still not super pleased that payment processors are in a position where they are able to do that. That seems like...
Yeah, it seems like a lot of power for Visa and MasterCard to hold.
And PayPal. Being the arbiters of speech and whatnot.
Yeah.
And what really blows my mind is when I got done reading this and I saw this, like, I had to go check the ban game list. And I was like, is the thing still genital jousting is still a ban game on Twitch? The comedic cartoon, like.
Yeah.
Because you are a penis that wants to go into the butthole of the other penis.
it is very much fuck your friends the game. Do they still allow mount your friends on? On Steam, though.
I don't know. Like, what was Twitch really thinking here? Because you know, Amazon Twitch. They want a cut of that. Risque. Like, there was a bit in The Simpsons on an episode where Lisa grows up and she goes back home and she visits her parents after university, and Marge and Homer are just like sitting in bed. And Marge, I think it was Marge, is like, wow, it's amazing. You didn't even notice that Fox became a hardcore porn channel. Right? And, like, you know, over evolution, like, how far do you go? Because I've seen all the different sides, all the people come out of the woodwork when something like this, you know, we get the people that are like, Twitch is only supposed to be for gaming. I'm like, sweetheart, Twitch hasn't been just for gaming
for a while.
Yeah. And we can speak to this with authority because we had to walk that line with this very show.
Oh,
of not being, because, you know, Twitch was like only for gaming. And we're like, doing a gaming podcast. And they're like, maybe we won't shut down your stream.
Thank you, Total Biscuit, for that one.
Right. And like I don't know. The whole notion is like, it's a public platform. There needs to be some sort of like content control in place. But at the same time, let people fucking watch what they want. As long as no one's actually getting hurt. As long as people are like adequately informed as to the content that they're exposing themselves to, I don't really see what the issue is. It's just a bunch of like oversensitive Puritans.
Think of the children.
The children who can go into an art museum.
Don't make money.
Children can go into an art museum and see gore and nudity as much as they want, and they don't need to be supervised. So, like, again, I don't really see the difference. The difference is advertisers. That is it, 100%.
Yeah, that's who you got to fucking please. And like, Twitch is always going to buy because Twitch is like, you know, Twitch wants that money. They want. Listen, man, Twitch wants this. What you're talking about, like. You know, that's why they took this fucking stop. You know, Twitch is on your side, Jordan. Twitch is like, yes, let's do this.
Me and the anime titties, we're united in a tower of power.
But I get what they're trying to go for, but like the second you open that, you got to be prepared before you do that to manage the rest of it.
I think that was the big mistake, right?
Right. Like you got to have that system in place because anytime you especially with any type of rules, like the second you relax something or change something, people are immediately going to say,
yeah.
Where's the line? Where's the line? Where's the line?
It's the novelty of it too, right? Like all of a sudden you can have nude art on Twitch. Well, everyone who wanted to do that in the first place is going to start doing it now. So you're going to have like a massive initial wave and it's going to calm down. But they weren't prepared. They didn't have the censorship.
You got to have the people there. You got to have the moderation there. You got to have the education there. You got to draw very fucking clear lines. And again, you're going to have to revise shit. You know, they'll probably come back with version 2 of this with like, oh my God damn it. All right. We got to put every single thing, which you should have done in the first place. We'll be honest.
Yes.
but then you would have those assholes who are like, but you didn't explicitly enumerate this thing, so I'm gonna do it. And
you know what? Ban them from orbit because you don't have time.
They already do that even when people make like genuine, honest mistakes. So, yeah.
Well, the days of like Twitch favoritism, like for a long time, it was like I didn't have anything to do with Twitch just because like it was high school.
High school clicks and
gotten better. Like arguably think some things have gotten better. Some things have gotten worse since Amazon, Big Daddy Bezos, use those Twitch subs, fam. take money from Bezos.
The Patreon.com/skincast.
Yeah. Woo. I thought you were getting out of the ads. bought it, but like some things are just getting worse, you know? And like they want it. Like this is a progression system because it started with games. Then we got fucking everything else.
Social eating.
Then we got hot tubs.
Just talking social hot eating. Tubs. Then the hot tubs. Yes,
we got a dedicated category for hot tubs.
So you can already go and see people in bikinis.
Mm-hmm. But I want to see them in bikinis doing tasteful art.
I want to see them twerking tastefully.
Yes, I want to see those tasteful nipples.
I mean, they are tasty nipples.
At the end of the day, I mean, where does this end up? Who knows? Like personally, I don't care. I don't care. I can't be on the side of like, it's got to be just for games because, you know, I watch way more people do stuff than like Twitch hasn't been just for games. Like even I look at my own watching patterns, like how many people do I watch who stream are just doing games? Like
Twitch is kind of like the evolution of public access, kind of, right? Like people are doing like art shows and Bob Ross shit and like educational live stuff. Like, yeah,
live. IRL, yeah. People out on the street. And you know, way more so that I this is the problem. Like, well, you have YouTube, and like it's Google money. They have no desire to like fix their live system. Like, there's no discovery. Like, how do you even go to, like, you go to YouTube Live, try to find something?
You gotta dig for that old interface so you can update the damn title of your stream.
When
your
was the last time YouTube recommended a live stream to you?
Yesterday.
What was it?
It was Alt Shift X talking about the Dune trailer.
Okay. Was it a notification?
It wasn't
to
a
somebody
notification.
You were subscribed to?
So someone I was subscribed to, yeah.
Okay. How about just like somebody you weren't, like, here, I'm thinking, like, you know, when you're like Doom refreshing on YouTube. Like on the mobile app, I don't think I've ever seen a live
sometimes
stream pop up.
Sometimes you get like
Sky
a live
live stream.
That doesn't count. That and Australia broadcasting doesn't count.
What about Lofi Girl?
Yeah, Lofi Girl.
Streams that are not on 24/7 for years at a time.
Right.
All right.
I wonder what ancient version OBS that shit is actually running off of, right?
FFmpeg.
Yeah,
like that is a $5 VPS put to good use, man. Like, the ROI on that one has been pretty tight. I love happy success stories like that.
Mm.
W4 Games we've talked about because we've been following Godot since it had that creepy ass cockroach as a mascot.
Yes.
You remember when that head had a body to it, and we're like, you need to change that. They did. But if you use Godot, you're like, hey, I'm switching to this engine. You're like, cool, that's awesome. You're going to make some PC games? That's dope. I make some Android games? All right. You want to put that shit on consoles? Well, fuck.
Well, not entirely. You could, if you have the chops and you have the access, you can do it yourself. But if you don't...
Or the money to get a dev kit.
Yes.
You can't, with Godot, you can't legally do it.
Yes, but yeah, no. Basically, if you don't have the means to do the console port yourself, and you are doing a Godot game, and you'd like W4 to help you, I hope you have some money. Because if you pay them a not insignificant amount, they have the Starter, Pro, and Enterprise... plans there, and Enterprise, it just goes to call us. Have your maybe. People talk to us about a quote. So yeah, it is like the starter pack is not outlandish by any means, but yeah, it is a very good way for you to have a way to guarantee that someone else we'll do all the testing and make sure that the game is working on the proper console that you're paying for the port support for, which is great. It's absolutely great. And they, I already mentioned the FAQ. They have a very big FAQ, which is quite uncommon when you see stuff like this. I'm reminded of the whole Unity pricing shenanigans.
There are some callouts to Unity in that FAQ.
There are a couple
disses there.
But yeah, no, it's very detailed, and they have some very specific situations there about, okay, so if I stop paying for the support at one point, can I continue to release the thing? It's like, yes, as long as you don't have any code from the W4 port SDK. Yeah.
Man, go ahead.
I was just gonna say that they do also mention that they're starting off with Xbox and Switch in Q1 of 2023 or 2024, because that's the year coming up.
No PS4 anymore. You're right.
And yeah, no PS4, PS5 coming in Q2 eventually. And yeah, there's some stipulations there regarding access to the source code. They do give you the full source code though. So if you are working with W4 repos and you're getting the console ports, you do get everything that they're working on. So it's not like anything is being kept from you, and you do have access to all of it.
Yeah, and you know, pricing and everything's pretty reasonable when you go down to it. With your team size and everything that you'd normally expect, $2,000 a year for the console platforms. You know, you get to pick one, and do it. 8-person team, they're very clear about this, because I went digging around. I'm like, what does the team size mean? Anybody that is part of the company. Anyone. So if you got 6 devs, 2 people working in art, and a social media person, that's 9.
They do say in the FAQ that they are willing to be flexible with smaller companies on a case-by-case basis, but I get why they're saying, like, you know, we're just going to set a limit here.
Right.
Yeah, just to keep it simple, right?
And but the yearly contracts, though, like, this is the one thing here. Now, if you're wondering, like, $800 a year, that seems like, where did they pull that number? Well, it ain't got nothing to do with Unity Kids. Let me introduce you to something called Game Maker Studio. This is a clear shot at the enterprise version of Game Maker, which surprisingly is also $799.99. There you go.
And console exports with that big old asterisk at the bottom.
Yeah. So I understand where they're coming out with that. But per year, per team, I think they're going to get a lot of calls, because it was my initial thought. And like, if you update your game a couple of years down the line, how's that work out? Do I get to buy a whole year just to get an update pushed? Or is there a difference between like a security update or like, and you know, maybe I'm adding DLC to it?
It seems that way. As long as your code is using their code base, you need to pay for support in order to do a release. But they also say that enterprise, that you can waive that requirement if you pay for the enterprise stuff. So that seems to be pushing people towards that. And they have a couple of questions also specifically directed at porting houses as well. Maybe they can also implement some FSR 3.0 now that it's been open sourced. AMD, they got tired of trying to pay people to implement their technologies, and so they just released it out into the wild. GPU Open, they periodically do these releases, and the latest one is FSR 3.0.3. They did the same thing with FSR 1.0, which made it into GameScope and glorious EE Proton. FSR 2.0 as well, although that needs to be implemented in the game. Same thing with FSR 3.0. No GameScope hacks for you, but you can implement it. It's DX12 only at the moment. They are going to release a Vulkan version eventually. They say it's in development. But yeah, no, it's nice to have at least. What the fuck is Cauldron?
Hey, I'll tell you about it when you're older, man. It is MIT licensed. So, I mean, you take it, use it, go ham with it. And, you know, DYI. Speaking of that, though, I mean, I still want to see an open source project taking advantage, because we've definitely seen, like with FSR1, which is bad. However, it was better than nothing. We could implement that very easily through Proton with Steam or with Lutris, using one of the DXVK, right?
GameScope
and YNGE had like a thing to actually do the post processing as part of it as well.
And because you didn't need to make any modifications to the game, but that has changed. You know, now FSR is just like DLSS, where you have to implement it on your game. What about ZSS? Because I didn't read through it very much, but it seemed like what I was reading was ZSS can be used still like FSR 1.0 was.
I know they were trying to open source ZSS, or there was an open source component of it because they wanted more people to use it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's honestly a good question. I've been playing around with FSR a little bit with now that I have access to 2.0 and 3.0 with the 7800 XT, and like I don't know, like I'm seeing what Mir and Strad are saying in chat realm about it basically lets lower end systems run games at a better level, especially on the Steam Deck. For me, it was more like, oh hey, I can actually run some of these like Cyberpunk actually runs decent with FSR, and at like higher resolutions. I can't fucking tell the difference, honestly. My eyes aren't that great, so
FSR 1.0,
not 1.0, 2.0, but like
even 1.0, if you're running it at ultra quality, you're still rendering the game at like 80% of the resolution that it's claiming to be, so it still looks pretty good.
Yeah. and I mean, like that's kind of it. We're these days we're looking for good enough, because if you want the best, you got to pay $1,500 for that 4090, and ain't nobody got cash for that.
I mean, then that boils back down to like, I mean, they really feel like a patch, you know, a solution that the industry is just adopting, you know, because they're like, you know what, we can make a GPU that can play all this shit without what I call gimmicks. But fuck you pricing. And you know, we're very happy with selling you this slightly less expensive yet boringly underpowered compared to last generation hardware, AMD and Nvidia, But we'll put some gimmicks on it, though. Make up for it. But we're not going to drop the price.
Well, I mean, like, yeah, computer graphics, like, let's be real. They've kind of peaked, like, they're, once upon a time, like, every successive, like, gaming generation, shit looked, like, a lot better. And now it's, like, such marginal improvements. You're just like, yeah, maybe those reflections are a little better. Does it matter?
I don't know. Like when it comes to even like ray tracing, I'm like, get the fuck out of here with ray tracing.
Yeah, like I turn it on Cyberpunk and I'm like, okay, yeah, like the reflections look a little nicer, but like I'm not paying attention to that shit when I'm shooting stuff. Like
ray tracing is the excuse that NVIDIA and AMD were desperate for to sell people the really high end graphics cards because. Yeah, even if you have like a, I don't know, a 3060 or a 4060 for that matter, 6700 XT or a 6600, those cards at this point will play just about anything at 1080p 60 on max settings.
Yes.
Without RTX, obviously.
Well, yeah, like, and I was running into that like with the 7800, right? Where like, yeah, like, 1080p 60 is kind of a joke at this point, like yeah. For that card. So,
and 1080p 60 is like what you would assume. Like we can just like
just do that now. Like, yeah, you like that's, you should like, be able to hit that.
We're just at the point where that 3060 is probably going to be on your low end for that. But I'll ask you both this: 10 years ago, no, let's go 7 years ago, because I know Jordan and I had 4K monitors. We just bought 4K monitors. I know it's in 7 years, are we going to be able to play, are the 4K gaming going to be a thing with cards that we, you know, we just buy?
I mean, 4K 60, yes.
Yeah.
Right now, the 7800, even the 7700, the NVIDIA, the 4070, the maybe the 4060 Ti at a pinch?
Oh, yeah.
Without upscaling.
Without upscaling, the 7800, the 4070, those 4070 cards can do.
Doing 4K 60, homie?
Yeah.
On what benchmark? What games?
I'd say most the top 10 games on Steam. Most, if not all of them.
So Vampire Survivors.
Yeah, like the esports titles, probably.
CS2, Vampire Survivors, yes.
I mean, listen.
I chose that list specifically.
We keep our expectations low. That's just what we do here on the Next Gamecast. We don't have lofty goals.
I don't know, man. Like I always feel like when you're saying stuff like that, and you're like, wouldn't it be neat to have that? You know, three. I would assume by if we went 7 years in the future, it's like you know what? For $500, I would be able in 2023 for $500. To buy a card that could do 4K 60 gaming without fucking worrying about it because I could buy the top of the line NVIDIA card for about 500.
Yeah. I think the main stopper there was the pandemic and the boat kind of threw the monkey wrench there because you know what? Maybe there is that alternate timeline where that fucking boat driver did his Tokyo drift and he pulled it off and GPUs are still reasonably priced. But crypto may have killed that either way. I don't know.
Well, you got crypto, then you got AI, and then we got complete lack of competition between the two.
Come on, Intel. Yeah. Come on, Intel. Show us some Battle Mage. show us something remotely impressive.
That ain't ever going to happen. Anyway, good on you, AMD. Keep stuff open source. Hopefully we'll see some adoption with it, and it'll be a thing. Now, hypersomnia.
Yes.
It's like hypertension.
Too much sleeping.
With the game yeah, so
it is too much sleeping and implying a certain level of dream state and inability to tell reality from whatever the hell's going on
like
there.
Like sleeping but driving fast.
It's what happens when I slam like six Red Bulls and take a nap.
Is it like sleeping on your motorcycle?
No, it's like taking pep pills and Ambien and letting them fight it out. That's what it is.
But yeah, I'll be honest, and I'll preface this by saying that I love the idea of more actual free software games. Absolutely. There were many, many good entries into the subgenre many years ago, but it kind of stopped. So I very much appreciate having a new one. That said, when I started scrolling down to the text portion of the readme.md on the GitHub page for Hypersomnia, I couldn't tell what the fuck that was. I saw like Hypersomnia at the bottom, and then the very first picture that shows up, or that one that works too. All it's right, like, what the, what the fuck is that?
All right, chat, see if you can figure out what that is.
That's some.
So, and then
it's went, my mother. What?
And then I went, it's like, I scrolled down a bit more. I went on Steam. It's like, ooh, they have trailer. Cool. Let's go look at the trailer. So I looked at the trailer and it's like, oh, that's a dude. Oh, he's holding like a purple op sniper rifle type of situation. Okay, this is a very zoomed in crop picture of a top down shooter. Right. Okay. Ooh, that took some doing. But yeah, no, it is very much a top down shooter, and it is entirely, or as much as they can make it, free software. So seriously, give it a go. It is on Steam. You can just get it from there. It is it's available.
It is, man. And you know what? I went to download it. I saw this. I'm like, oh, I'm giving you a little shout out for this. It's an app image. CHMOD A plus X set. I was like, oh, an app image. It's only 28 megs. This is a 28 megabyte game. It's amazing when you don't have to ship a fuck mothering game engine and all the extra bits for your little top down shooty pew pew game. I wasn't expecting much. Why? Because this is that game TM. You know, everybody's first game, right? It's that top down shoot bullet hell. And this is really well done. I was pleasantly surprised. Nice little tutorial right there at the beginning. And yeah, it is top down shooty pew pew. But it feels good, man. Like when you're shooting stuff and you're the right way to imagine, like you get all your movements and all the feels of a standard first person shooter, but you're looking at top of your head. Like it really captures that energy of like a first person shooter.
The comparison they make to Hotline Miami, and like they really do nail that gameplay. The one gripe I have with it is when I launched the app image, it spread out across both of my UHD monitors. And then when you can change the resolution, but the settings menu is still a long, long settings menu.
You got to find it and find like, yeah, because I did that because I got this monitor here, this monitor, the three monitors, like, and we're over here. All right. You took a journey, didn't you? All right. Then you had to dial. At least I did. And I can imagine because even I have pretty low DPI in my trackball here. I had to dial that down. That thing was set on like just
three or
laughable, man. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
Because I tried to play through the tutorial because it became immediately just like, I can finish this with this crackhead sensitivity being so high, and I couldn't. I had to back it down. Fun game. Yeah, go play with it, man.
5v5, so online multiplayer.
Online Holy multiplayer, shit. Right?
The open source game can do it, Steam devs.
Stomping on it.
Every time.
the open source game people are like, oh, people would want to play this with other people, wouldn't they? Let's just add that in.
I mean, maybe. All right.
Tux Cart has it, man.
Right. And has had it for a long, long time. Ladies and gentlemen, last week we were talking about Windows 11. We were just like, hey man, Windows 11's awesome, it's the best operating system ever, just pissing everybody off because Windows users don't even like it. And they're like, quit liking Windows 11. It just angers and confuses them.
My wife got updated to Windows 11 on her work computer, and she's just like, I fucking hate it. I hate it. I hate it so much. I'm like, yes, let it flow. Embrace the dark side.
There we go. And we're like, hey, if you like running Windows 11, you think it's great, you think it's bad, send us some feedback. And if you want to do that, anything we talk about during the show, man, just head over to our contact page, smash the things that do the stuffs, pick the show topic, give us an email address, shoot it in this direction, and we might, just might, read it on this very show. Also, YouTube comments are fair game, Odyssey, just
Patreon comments,
you got pretty much anywhere you can come to. Now,
the voicemail thing on Spotify.
Double dare you. No, that's guaranteed.
Yeah.
Apparently, if you're going to fight that mini boss to do the leave a voicemail on Spotify or Anchor, guaranteed play. Yeah, you get it.
Yeah, you get the full size chocolate bars for getting past the minefield to get to the Halloween candy.
Stay tuned next week for 23 to 34 minutes of voicemails.
Hey, it's less time we have to spend talking. This one's from Gigaz, and they say, I am so happy Linux is being optimized for gaming, and I hope in the future also for mainstream programs, since Windows 11 is terrible and annoying to use. Even more people start using Linux if more conventional and less resource-hungry Windows 12 will not come to save the day, then Linux will finally prevail. Now, people are just going to, like, stay on their tablets. It's going to be EdgeOS.
Yeah, it depends on how Microsoft wants to do Windows 12, because it might actually be, you know, less resource intensive if they're just going to stream most of it down to
you. It might be a Linux distribution.
Don't tell people this, because you got to buy the gamer package version of Windows, monthly subscription if you want.
And then you're going to download the new AAA game, and it's going to say, sorry, it's not compatible with this version of Windows 12. You need to pay for the new update in order to play this game. The Sony method.
I thought the Sony method was, oh, hey, you bought this thing? Let me remove it from your library.
Well, that's new Sony method, yes.
Now, for everybody saying, like, aha, you guys, Linux nerds making fun of Windows. I told you this a long time ago. You remember when Microsoft bought Pixar?
Mm-hmm.
That was an acquihire. Microsoft didn't give a shit about fucking streaming video games, kids. They wanted to buy the people that were getting really good at streaming the video games, because if you can figure out how to fucking stream video games with low latency, just imagine what you can get up to on a goddamn desktop. Whole different
like,
game.
Like Windows 365, yes.
Think about that. Think about that. Would you ever, or are we going to go back to dumb terminals, or are we going to
live that life? I think phones are already kind of the evolution of that, right?
Okay, we've been trying to make that work.
The phone.
The phone on a desktop doesn't work until it's wireless, period. Ask Samsung and all their failed attempts to do it.
I'm just talking more in general about like how everything is like SaaS these days. Mm. And so like your phone has apps, right? But they connect to a network service. So it is effectively just a dumb terminal, right?
Is that going to work with desktops? Is there going to be enough of a market for desktops? Because we are in a very tiny minority, not just people on Linux, just people who desktop gaming, PC gaming. Yes.
Or makers, right? People who make stuff.
Who would have a use, but even though they got laptops. I'm talking about people with like people who have discrete GPUs that are like, fuck y'all, I'm playing some video games.
Actual professionals will have a discrete GPU they may have a laptop as well, along with the iPad and a few other things, but they will have
a desktop, and on the side you've painted four games only, YOLO 360.
No, I've seen that example, because much like Nori's sister is really big into drawing, and that's how she makes the bulk of her money. So it is, she's the one who asked me
on Twitch.
No, she doesn't. I don't think. But she was the one who asked me. It's like, I need to build like a proper computer that I can do the heavier stuff without it screaming, without it having the fan screaming at me or having the iPad shutting down because it's overheating.
What application does she use? I know a lot about this topic.
What's it called?
Procreate.
Adobe?
On Windows, probably the Adobe stuff too, but she uses other, I can't remember the actual drawing one.
Manga Studio is another popular one that people use. Clip Studio or whatever.
Clip Studio, I think, is one of them, yes, for the animations, and the, I can't remember the illustration one. It's not the Adobe one, it's
Krita?
I told her, it's like, have you tried Krita yet? No. You should try it.
What if she's just been using GIMP the entire time?
Yeah, right. Like Gamers Nexus, Steve brought up, he was talking about like the why they moved away from Threadripper to Intel with QuickSync, just like the smashing around you can do that. And yeah, I understand. You know, I'm sitting here in this studio with a Threadripper. Like this system wasn't built for gaming at all. It can play games as a happy side effect. You know, I didn't get a 3060 to play video games. I got 3060 to render videos.
But Reddit will be very mad at you then.
I know. That's what Reddit does.
Canva. Thank you, Nemo.
Canva. We're a small dying breed because what were we talking about earlier? We got these fucking iPads with desktop CPUs in them. Like when you want to talk about art, that's where the art's going, Yeah.
There are still a lot of people using Procreate, which is an unfortunate name for an application, but yeah, it is. That one is just straight up iPad exclusive. It's iOS only. Fuck you.
Hey, man. So I don't know. There's not going to be enough of us.
It's going to shrink down to personal computer users. It doesn't matter what your operating system is. You're just one of those weirdos who owns the computer.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it. I do want to give a little plug to DCI. Guy is talking to, he's from Japan. And years and years ago, I enabled the thing on YouTube. I never realized it was still on or still worked. There's a thing on our YouTube thing where you can do like a say thanks. Like it's like this little super thing. So you can like do a tip. And lo and behold, I checked the comments section and it had a thank you with a number on it. And I'm like, the fuck is this? I'm like, left a thank you tip on YouTube.
Oh.
200 yen. So our first one.
Wow. Thank you for the soda, DCI.
Yeah. $2-ish, give or take.
I don't give a shit about the money.
Didn't have to, yeah.
Yeah, that's the first person after all these years of like, yes, it does work.
Validation!
So all right.
We did it! Reddit! High five!
Thank you for testing.
It does work. We got a bunch of different ways. If you want to help us out, support the show, what we get up to, over at linuxgamecast.com. We got a patreon.com/linuxgamecast. We got Libra Pay. We got PayPal. One-time payments. You want to kick us some coins just straight in the bits. That's why we like it, right in the bits or right in the PayPals. Amazon, isn't that right, Stroy? Right? There you go.
Clicky, clicky.
Amazon wish list. You can pick up something for Jordan, Jill, Pedro, or I got one for the studio. Send in a message. We'll probably read it on air if you're lucky. Merch stores. We got a little Teespring. We got some shirts. We got some stickers. We got an Amazon storefront if you're curious about the hardware in the studio. And of course, as I was trying to unsubscribe from too many humble emails this week, they got me. They got me. And they're like, hey,
what'd you get?
We get another game music bundle.
Ah. And I'm like,
damn it. That's my only kryptonite. I have to buy that. And which I did.
Sometimes they get me with those book bundles. I'm like, ooh, that's a lot of comics.
Humble affiliate link is on our support page. There is a good bundle though, because I saw a bundle. I'm like, shit, that's a good bundle. But we got those games. Their heroin bundle.
Mm, yeah,
yeah.
You can get Control,
and what was the other one?
Hellpoint or Hellblade.
Hellblade.
Hellblade. Yes.
Both very good games.
Dude, go for it. Get it done. And yeah, that's it. Do we get anything else? Can we get out here? Roll some credits.
Yeah. Let's do it.
All right, hang on. I got all these new music songs, Jordan. I have to scroll back up through them.
I know. I heard new music this time around, and I'm like, oh, Ben got it. I figured you got a new bundle or something, but...
Yeah. All right. Credit time. No, oh my God. Wrong button. There we go. What?
Well, the credits started to show.
Yeah.
There we go.
There we go. We tripped that rock into thinking, all right? And look what it did.
Hey...
Well,
yeah, it's straight heroin, like the bird.
Yeah, straight heroin. Well, we got to thank our advisors, Omega Sartharin, our executive producers, Bob Ramp, Scott Michaud, Tom McCass, Mike G, Drummer, Tomas, Hakim, David, E. Shep, and Ian, and our little Nicky fans, Super Destote, Empty, Glorious, Eggy, and Nubbin.
And the sea monsters are Noah, Rider X, Machina, Trudgy, Veritanuda, Justin, Nubbin, Darkwing, System D, Denzing Joe, Ogiwan, and Kyrilla, and so many Death Notes and Cherylings that you are all truly wonderful. Hey, man, wonderful.
Popper, Aromatic, Barks, Jonas, Rulio, Daniel, Zeno, Dementor, Zen,
Xanthorus Gaming,
Shadow, Zen. Zen was having problems getting his card punched in or something, and he went at it one afternoon. Kudos to you, Zen. And all of our fine upstanding cannibals on the Blinkatron wall behind me. Thank you very much.
We did it. You did it.
They did it, Reddit. What comes after Reddit?
Vote?
No. So it would be Sedit.
Sedit.
And then Tedit.
And forget.
And then Uedit. And then Vedit.
You guys should have like held up your Steam Decks for a thumbnail.
Five dudes.